Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 289 for Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly lower Tuesday morning, undermined by profit-taking as Monday's advances were thought to be overdone. Canola values were anywhere from $3.50 lower to $1.60 higher. The most active May contract down $3.30 at $466.90 per ton. Spillover pressure also came from the declines seen in Chicago soybean and European rapeseed futures in early and overnight activity. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar added to the bearish tone as it made canola more expensive to crushers and exporters. However, some spillover support came from the advances seen in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures. Worries that logistics problems will continue to slow the movement of soybeans out of South America also helped to limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly lower. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 4 to 11 cents softer, May down 8 and 3 quarter cents at $10.05 a bushel. Expectations that buyers will now turn to Brazil for soybeans instead of the U.S. as logistics are starting to improve weighed on the market. Further downward pressure came from the large global supply situation and generally favorable conditions for South America's record large bean crop. Though worries about more logistics problems in Brazil occurring down the road helped to limit the downside. Corn futures were slightly softer following the decline seen in wheat and soybeans. Prices ranged from 1 to 3 cents softer, May down 2 and a quarter cents at $3.85 and 3 quarter cents a bushel. The large global supply situation for corn was also behind the losses, as was strength in the U.S. dollar index. However, Monday's better-than-expected U.S. weekly export inspections data helped to limit the downside, as did some strength in the crude oil market. Wheat values in Chicago were mostly lower. Values were anywhere from 5 to 6 cents softer, May down 5 and 3 quarter cents at $4.94 and a quarter cents a bushel. A continued lack of fresh export demand for U.S. wheat supplies was overhanging the market. Follow-through selling on Monday's losses and the large global supply situation further undermined prices. However, worries about deteriorating crop conditions in the U.S. and sentiment that the market is oversold limited the downside. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Taryn Shields.